preschool in there, he said.
Oh, it's so cold out there. Perfect little stylized intonation. You've been cold today in the day. A milk pitcher, plastic milk container, and he said he had put his train and his plastic Lego train and his plastic Lego tractor in there, and he said, my spaceships got my tractor and my spaceships got my train and my tractor in it. That's why I need gas in it. Why made any sense in that, but he's saying I do need gas, and also he was calling the pitcher a spaceship. Ross,
honey, your spaceship is right here, honey. You want to come over and get your spaceship?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what have you got in here? What do they need? What happened?
They
fell out of your spaceship.
Yeah.
Why did they fall?
They always, the tractor and the choo-choo train always drop, and that's why I dropped them. Oh, by the way, I want it. Very good.
You say my spaceship is from crash.
Will I say your spaceship is from crash? Okay, ready? It's crash. Boom. This is a game of pleasure, so where I say when it's from crash.
I wanted to say that yesterday or the day before he was talking about the cheese and he called it the mouth cheese.
What kind? I said Caesar preschool and the teacher says cheese. Yeah.
And you got something to eat? Honey, where was the mouth cheese?
Interesting case. I think that's the first time Ross realized that somebody could tell him something happened about what he did and he didn't agree with it. What is that, Ross? Milk pitcher? That's for the milk? What is it? A spaceship. What is it? What is it? A house for the cars? What is it?
Let's look at some of these toys. Do you know what these are?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
I throw
outside, where do you put them? This little thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
What's this?
A penguin.
Uh-huh. And what does he do?
He goes boo boo.
Uh-huh. And what kind? What
and,
is he?
And I go poo on him.
You go poo on him? Why?
Because I that's why he needs to be a penguin.
Why? Because you go poo on him?
Yeah, but that's why he
because you go poo on him?
Yeah, but because that why you need to be the penguin.
Oh, I see. I don't understand. Why is that? Is he dirty?
No.
Why do you go poo on him?
Because he's going to wipe him on a towel. Okay, good boy. Now, Ross, what's this little thing? What's this little thing?
Monkey's car.
Monkey's car. Where does it live?
And
what do you do with it?
And when
You need some money. Okay, here you go. Now what did you do?
I took away from you.
You took away him from you? What did you do? I took him away from you.
Yeah.
Say that. I took him away from you.
Away from you.
Okay, now I'm going to buy him from you. Get some money. Okay, I bought him. Now what did I do?
Thank you.
look at some of your toys.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's some nice toys here. this, are they going to ride?
Yeah.
Put them in there.
Ross said he got off the TV. He got off the TV, and he walked around, and he said, "And he's my frog." That was after I said he had asked me, "Did I buy that frog, that Kermit frog?" And I said, "No, he just decided to come and live with him." And that was Ross's answer. Downstairs, we were watching a chimpanzee movie, and he walked over to the bookcase and pulled down Ross's book that had a chimpanzee on it and pointed at it.
I want to listen to the Great Pumpkin tape, and I want the Great Pumpkin book, okay? Ross said, "I'm running round at you. I'm running round you." Thank you. Thanksgiving, and Ross said, we saw a lot of snowmans, instead of we saw a lot of snowmen. Ross said, I'm a Darth Vader, and Mommy can't tell me an Indian. That means Mommy can't call me an Indian. He said, you want to come with me and dance? Right? So what are we going to do?